The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
That's the way to start the show.
Morning, everybody.
Yawning a stretch? What's wrong with that? No, it's not that bad. That's just a joke. Morning, everybody. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And we really appreciate those folks who have checked in on our Facebook page, and we're starting to grow that slowly. But if you're on Facebook, please like our page, the Outdoorsman Radio Show, or Outdoorsman Radio Show. We are starting to post updates and, you know, things that are happening around the state. We're posting guests and what to anticipate on the show the next day. So, you know, we're trying to grow our audience and grow our social media presence as Robin demanded I do. I mean, asked me to do.
I'll try to make it less boring, but...
What do you mean you try to... What are you talking about? I'm not an exciting Facebook
But we can be an
post.
Exciting show.
Well, I don't know what you want me to put out there. I mean, put out what we talk about. Why don't you write them?
I'm just not a good writer.
Oh.
I'm not. I clept 101 and 102 because I was terrified of taking it in college.
Oh, okay.
I got the college credit for it, but I just took a test and proved I knew what I was talking about. I knew how to do it. I just didn't have a hard time putting it on paper.
I see. Okay.
I've always been that way.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How's things in
see,
your
See, he knows
part of the
which
world.
One's an interesting one.
So, we heard from people last week that said they were going to call, but they didn't know the number. Do you remember that, Robin?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I think
as many
yeah,
times
I did.
As,
yeah.
As many times as you say the number?
I think it was my daughter
it
who
was.
Said that.
Of course, all she has to do is text her mother, what's the number? You know, or me, what's the number? So, but, hey, it's not a secret, folks. It's WCBM 680. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 for those of you who are alphabetically challenged. We're more than glad to repeat that often throughout the show. But if you call in and need to know the number, then we'll give it to you, right?
We have to give her. She's got postnatal brain, so.
Postnatal brain?
Mm-hmm.
What, you mean dealing with two kids under two?
No, well, after giving birth to the last one, and yes, both under the age of two.
Yeah. Top on her priority list is not calling our show.
No, but she was going to.
I know. And that was nice. And she was in Deep Creek as
yes.
well. So, at Deep Creek. In Deep Creek. She wasn't in Deep Creek.
She was in deep stuff when she said she didn't know the number of the show.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Speaking of which, was your son-in-law surprised?
Oh, I got to send you a video.
Oh, yes, indeed.
It was the classic pie in the face moment.
Our son-in-law is colorblind, so he was not able to see the paper plate filled with whipped cream. As he did not perceive it as a paper plate filled with whipped cream. So it was a total surprise.
But the trip ended up not being a surprise about a day and a half before they went because he got whiff that something was going on and he was really excited because he figured they were going to Maine. And Brian had to explain to him that we can't go that far on a two-night trip. three-night trip.
Right. Anyway, it all went well. It all went well. So I was visiting our sponsors this week, and are you having fun over there?
I'm popping the top early.
I hear you popping the top. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. 5 a.m. It's just Pepsi, folks. So yesterday I was at Bay Country Crabbing Supply, and they have really expanded the store. The stuff, the inventory is coming in like crazy. There's no sign. The banner sign blew off the liquor store sign that it used to be, so it's bunched up on the corner. But you know, we'll give you the address here, and you can put it in your GPS. But we're broadcasting from there live on the 24th of April. So if you live in Anne Arundel County or, you know, want to visit with us, you're more than glad to do that. We know where we're going to sit. We know where we're going to plug in the to the Wi-Fi. And so we're, you know, we're getting ready for that. I'm very much looking forward to it. So I was at Clyde Sports Shop. Had a nice talk with Mr. Clyde. And things are going well there as far as fishing tackle starting to arrive more and more and more. I mean, it's, you know, it's just every day there's something coming in, and that's how the supply chain is right now. You don't know exactly what you're going to get, but you're going to get something because things are starting to move. So I stopped at Catonsville Line X, talked to Jack, and Jack was excited to tell me that one of his suppliers or something else had interested him in taking on a line of deer feeders and tree stands from a company by the name of Banks Outdoors. So these are tree stands, you know, like tree boxes, and also the deer feeder. So Banks Outdoors is coming to Catonsville Line X. At Bay Line X at Glen Burnie, they got a supply in of the 3-inch tow hitches from B&W. They carry a big selection of B&W tow hitches, including those, you know, fifth wheel hitches and all kinds of stuff. You know, and both of these places carry a big line of truck gear, the steps and the tonneau covers and that type of stuff, and you'll hear more about that. Let's see, where else did I go today? Went to Battery Warehouse and had a nice talk with the folks there, Brittany in particular. Took some pictures, so we'll be putting some of that stuff up on Facebook. And it is truly a battery warehouse. I mean, there's a warehouse there, and it's full of batteries. But I took some pictures of some of the other stuff, like the Nebo flashlights and the chargers and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's always nice to have one of those in your vehicle for backup.
I will tell you. What's you that? Come home with some neat little gadgets from that place. I'm into gadgets, you all.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and he comes home with some neat gadgets.
Got it.
You do.
Well, I know. They do have some neat gadgets. There's no question about it. I was looking for my needle nose pliers yesterday. Guess where they were?
At Battery Warehouse?
No. In Robin's, whatever you call that area over there.
You leave my stuff.
All right. We have a caller, Polly. Good morning, Polly.
Good morning. Good morning. I got to tell you, Battery Warehouse is nice. I had a very nice conversation with the one young lady. She's apparently one of the owners up around Frederick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
Two little boys, lovely conversation.
That's Brittany, and the two little boys are just great. I've been around. They've been a sponsor since before those boys were born. So, you know, it's always nice to see the folks at Battery Warehouse. And Randy, the husband, is a big deer hunter, and Brittany's father goes all the way back to, you know, friends with some of our listeners, some of our, you know, and the Maryland Bowhunter Society. So it's pretty cool. And the grandfather has a property out in Wyoming, and, you know, he's a big elk hunter. So it's nice. It's really nice to have those conversations there.
Because I went to their Parkville location, and they had the phone number that connects you with them up in Frederick.
Right.
And I complained. I said, I want the number for the the phone number for the parkour, and she gave me that. But she and I had a very nice, I mean, it was a long conversation, easily over half an hour.
Yeah, well, I usually find Randy. Randy works at Frederick sometime, and I don't know if Brittany does, but I usually find them in Eldersburg. So
this is the one that had the two. She mentioned she had two little boys.
Yeah, that's Brittany. And like I said, I usually find. Go ahead, Polly.
No, excuse me. I didn't ask her name, but only thing I know is I really enjoyed talking with her.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You know, I think the conversation with her, too.
Yeah.
My problem is in Parkville, all of a sudden we're starting to develop rabbits that we didn't have before.
Rabbits?
Rabbits.
Waskly rabbits. Well, that's good.
And actually, our neighbor, he told me, he said, oh, I know where the rabbits are now. He wants to catch one of the big rabbits for his dinner.
Okay.
Trying to figure out how he can trap them.
Okay, well, I'm not going to give you that clue because there is rabbit season and there's a way to do it. So, you know.
But it's not rabbit season.
It's not rabbit season now. So I don't want to get you or your neighbor in trouble. I used to try and catch them under a cardboard box with a stick on it and a string. Never worked, but I did.
These rabbits, really, the ones we have here, are nocturnal.
And some of them are, yeah.
They come out around midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Sounds like it might be your neighbors.
Yeah, so. Well, Polly, I'm not going to give any hints to your neighbor on catching rabbits.
No,
so.
It is against the law, then.
Absolutely.
Because one friend of mine, she said one of our neighbors puts out poison for the rats. And she said there are some rats that have built up an immune system to eating the poison. And she said the rabbit's lab will eat that poison, and this person lab will end up poisoning himself. So she said there's a certain kind of poison that rats can't, that'll kill them. And we were talking about that, and she and I, we are animal lovers. And again, I haven't seen these rabbits for years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's neat that you got a population of them back.
Now, you know what you're going to attract there? You're going to attract foxes and possibly coyotes.
Oh, well, we do have foxes, yeah.
Okay, all right. Just thought you'd like to know.
Fox.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Polly, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you. And it's a very interesting conversation that you have on Saturday mornings. And I love hearing your wife on the radio, too.
Me too.
Thank you so much, Polly.
You're welcome, Robin. You take care. And you straighten him out, okay?
I try every day. It just kind of goes right over the head.
It's a conspiracy.
It's difficult.
Polly, you have a beautiful Easter, okay?
Thank you. You too. And thank you both. And happy Easter, everyone.
Thank you. Hey, watch out for that Easter bunny. Tell your neighbor not to trap that one. You never know.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Don't mess with my Easter bunny.
And you're right. And it's just so it's out of season. So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Well, how about that?
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess with my Easter bunny.
I'll
spend a week making Easter bunnies. Don't mess with my Easter bunny.
Okay, we won't mess with your Easter bunny. We promise. So, any callers on the line there, Uncle Chris?
No, sir. The lines are vacant.
Cousin Chris. All right. Well, then, why don't we talk about a couple of our sponsors? I mentioned a few of them, and I'm going to talk about Clyde Sports Shop. And now's the time to take a look ahead to the hunting season and see what you like. See if you like deer hunting or if you like waterfowl hunting or if you just want to practice between now and then and get on target with some sporting clays or something like that. And if you choose that, the latter, you want to take a look at the 725 Satori Sporting Clay Gun. It's a perfect blend of beauty and performance. It's got 5 Invector DS choke tubes with it, a ported barrel, a triple trigger system, a Vector Pro lengthened forcing cones, and the field model is also available. So it's a beautiful gun it's over and under shotgun, beautiful gun for sporting clays and trap and skeet and things like that. So take a look at that one. Or just to go out in the field. Now for waterfowlers, there's a couple of them I'd like to talk to you about. There's the Maxxis shotgun, and that gun It just shoulders beautifully. It's an auto loader. It's waterfowl hunting perfection, 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, a new power drive gas system, reduces recoil, and then the A5, the humpback. The hump is back, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, 12-gauge, 100,000-round, or 5-year guarantee. So we'll talk about some deer hunting firearms here later, but I wanted to introduce those three Browning firearms to you, the shotguns to you, the 725 Satori, the A5, and the Max. It's all available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, open 7 days a week, Clyde Sports Shop, that's for sure. So, it's getting nice out. I mean, it's supposed to be really nice this week from what I understand, so why not take a look today at Backyard Billy's? You put it off long enough. Spring has sprung. It's time to dress up that backyard for family reunions and crab feasts and fun with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly. I don't know if that's polystyrene or whatever it is. It's poly. It's synthetic. And hardwood outdoor and patio furniture includes tables and chairs, especially Adirondack chairs. Really nice-looking stuff in all colors and styles. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge, and I mean huge, showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back after these messages. Right.
Bundle up. If you're going to be out and about early on this Saturday, it will be clear and cold this morning. And then during the afternoon, plenty of sunshine with a high of 56 as a light breeze continues out of the west and northwest. Clouds will increase tonight with a low of 39. And then in time for Easter on Sunday tomorrow, some milder temperatures with a partly cloudy sky and a high climbing up to 67. Some more dry weather and above average temperatures for the start of the week. On Monday, it will be sunny with a high in the upper 60s. And temperatures will stay above average into the middle portion of the week. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Line X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line X of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Line X install your Line X spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Line X. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
3, 4.
I was a cook, and she was a waitress down at Salty Sam's Seafood Cafe. And somewhere between the clam juice and the seaweed salad, some little shrimp just lured her away. Oh, I lobster and never flounder. He wrapped his line around her and they drove off in his carp. Oh, I lobster and never flounder. I octopus his face in, he'll only break her heart. I said, just quit and leave me for that piano tuna. If you want a trout, something new. She was the best I ever had. Now my life has no purpose. Oh, my cod, I love her. Yes, I do. Oh, I lobster and never flounder. He wrapped his line around her and they drove off in his carp. Oh, I lobster and never flounder. I octopus his face in, he'll only break her heart.
All right, I like it.
I didn't let him stop.
Well, you know.
I know.
So the final rockfish regulations for 2021 came out this week, and the Department of Natural Resources announced it. And it's not unexpected, but the 2021 summer-fall season in most areas of the Chesapeake Bay and its tidal tributaries will be open May 16th through July 15th and resume August 1 through December 10th. Now, you know that May 1st is the opening day of the trophy season. Anglers will be able to keep one striped bass per person per day with a minimum size of 19 inches. During a chartered fishing trip, the captain or mate would not be permitted to land or possess striped bass for personal consumption. During the closure period from July 16th through July 31st, anglers will be prohibited from targeting striped bass, which includes catch and release and charter boats. The 2018 benchmark stock assessment for striped bass indicated declines. So the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission has determined that conservation measures are needed to reduce the amount of striped bass being removed. This includes dead discards, which are fish that die after being caught and returned to the water. Maryland has coordinated with the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission to develop regulations in compliance with its coastwide fishery management plan. After mid-season closure was inaugurated during the 2020 season, data collected by the department determined that the water quality and temperatures are more potentially harmful to striped bass during the last 2 weeks of July than the proposed closure dates later in the season. So, trophy season May 1st. Most areas of the Chesapeake and its tidal tributaries will be open May 16th through July 15th. Come back in again on August 1st through December 10th. So there you have it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number.
We got a call.
Who's our call?
Hey, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Rob. How are you all today?
Doing
great.
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm here. I'm going to say my eyes are open. I'm looking at the grass.
Rather than
that's right.
That's good, buddy. Glad to hear it. Sound a little better this week, buddy.
Thank you.
Yep. So.
So it's. I didn't really hear your first part. I had to take care of some business, so I didn't get to hear the first part. So I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, Polly was talking about. Polly was talking about rabbits in Parkville. Yep. Polly. That's kind of like the furniture at Backyard Billy.
Yes.
Polly Furniture, named after Polly, our caller. What do you think?
You are so bad.
I know. Well, you guys did some research. You know?
Yeah, I did.
So we'll talk about that. So Glenn, you going to get out and do some fishing?
I don't know. Father's Day. To a sale today.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good.
I like sales.
I haven't been to a sale in forever. I need to get out and do some of that stuff. We need more stuff, you know. We need more stuff here at the house. We only have four storage sheds and...
Somebody's being smart.
Two sheds out in the back. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we need to have a sale is what we need to do. So. Yep.
So how's the grandkids?
Amazing. I get the baby to myself today. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
They didn't dig the Easter Bunny yesterday, did they?
No, they did not do well with the Easter Bunny yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, they had some pictures taken with the Easter Bunny.
Uh-huh.
And from what I understand, the Easter Bunny was not a joyful experience for either of them. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A little young, I think, but that's me.
Yeah.
That's all right. They'll be ready someday.
Yep.
Yeah.
That they will. What's that, Glenn?
Have you seen any snow geese around at all?
No, they're gone.
Yeah, I don't think you are, too.
Yeah, I think everything's pretty much gone at this point. So.
And I think last year... I think the last month of the season wasn't really nothing around.
Yeah, yep. So I need to get a trip for those. I got some fellows that take trips. I might join up at one of those this year. I wanted to go this year, but it just kind of lost the drive for it there at the end. You know,
yeah.
I focus a lot on deer and that's just me.
Yeah.
Yep. So. All right, buddy. Anything else going on?
Yeah. It's not too much. I don't know if I told you before. I had, surgery on my eyes. They put some kind of stick in to drain something or another to help keep the eye pressure down.
Yeah, you said glaucoma.
Yeah, for the help of the glaucoma.
Yeah, yeah. Well... You know, we hope you do well with that. We really do. You know, it's a tough thing. So,
mm-hmm. Say, well, keep me in your prayers if you would.
Absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one thing we can't. That's one thing we can't have enough of is prayers for each other.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Maybe some of the other listeners could pray for me. I need all I can get.
I'm sure they do already.
I'm sure they do, buddy. So, all right, man. Well, you take care, and we'll hopefully talk to you next week, okay?
Right now.
All right. Happy Easter, Glenn.
Have a great Easter, Glenn.
Everybody out there.
All right. Bye-bye. So, everybody keep Glenn in our prayers. He's a nice fella. He's a very nice fella, and just the glaucoma thing, that's not good. So, you did some research on Poly Furniture, and you looked on their website?
And this is 100% recycled material.
100% recycled material. Well, that's good then. Good for the environment. Yeah. Interesting. We'll have to add that into our conversation. Is it called Polywood? Or is it just called Poly Furniture?
I think it's just Poly Furniture. I didn't see anything that said Polywood on it. I said Poly Furniture.
We already got Hollywood and Dollywood. Do we need Polywood?
And then there's Bollywood.
Who?
Bollywood. Movies from India.
Oh, that's right. Bollywood. Yeah, forgot about that. I haven't watched many of those. I don't think I've ever watched any.
They're hard to watch.
Oh, okay. All right. So, we're gonna talk about a little bit, should Marylanders have the right to hunt and fish? We now have the privilege to hunt and fish, okay? And the privilege comes from being able to purchase a license. It's a permission from the state to, if you purchase a license, then you have the, what was the word I used?
I don't know, babe. I'm sorry.
You have the privilege. You're allowed. The state is allowing you the privilege to fish or hunt if you purchase a license. But should we have the right to fish and hunt? I'd like to hear some callers' comments on that. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Should we have the right to hunt fish in Maryland? 410-922-6680. Chris is standing by. It's an easy question. Robin?
Yeah.
Should we have the right to hunt and fish in Maryland?
Yeah.
We don't.
Oh, I think we should.
Some states have actually passed legislation.
Why do you got to pass a law?
Because now it's only a privilege. It's not a right. It's a privilege. You have to buy a license to fish. And I'm sure if we got the right to hunt and fish, we would have to buy a license.
You still have to buy a license. I mean, it should just be you can hunt and fish. It's our wildlife. It's our...
Yeah, but how do you regulate it? How do you regulate it? See, that's
don't get me started on regulation. That's, just drop
it. No. What do you mean just drop it? That's wild, wild west. I mean, that's what led to the conservation movement over 100 years ago. That's what led to the Pittman-Robertson Act.
Okay.
Okay. And part of that was right here on the Chesapeake Bay with the taking of canvasback ducks.
Okay.
Passenger pigeons wiped out. Canvasbacks nearly wiped out. The commercial harvest of anything unregulated can tend to put that species in danger. So... The question is, should we have a right to fish and hunt here in Maryland? How many of you know there was a bill in the General Assembly last year that never made it out of committee, and there were a bill in the House and a bill in the Senate this year that stated just that? Should Marylanders have the right to fish and hunt? Let's see. Mark, formerly of Maryland.
I called to wish you a real good Easter.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I hope you have a nice normal day.
Back at you.
Yes.
Well, thank you. In answer to your question, I don't know. That's really tough. I've lost so much respect for authority over the past year that I don't know. They don't seem to regulate anything very effectively.
I know.
And unfortunately, it spills over into everything. They can't deliver the mail. They can't do a lot of things. And I know many people say, well, this proves we need government works and we need more of it. And I, based on my limited experience, I say, gosh, they don't seem to be able to do anything.
I think our Constitution calls for limited government.
Yeah. Well, try to tell them that.
Yeah, I know. I know it.
And at the same time, you know, government worked back in the 80s pretty well. And it was kind of small.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always going to be contention. There's always going to be, you know, differences between the three branches of government: the executive, the legislative, and the court. And so, you know, but it was set up that way. It was designed that way. And the passage of bills and laws was set up to be a difficult thing. Okay, you know there are about 3,000 pieces of legislation introduced into Maryland every year.
And that's just in Maryland.
Yeah, just in Maryland.
And that's in addition to all the laws already on the books, as if there weren't any.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's just out of control. And unfortunately, I really have lost a great deal of respect for the institutions of government. It's naive to suggest you don't need government.
Right.
But what we're dealing with now, my inclination is to hold them back in everything.
Yeah.
It's gotten so big and bloated they can't get out of its own way.
Right.
Ooh, good one, Chris.
I like that.
I like that, too. So,
yeah.
Well, stay tuned because we're going to talk about the right to hunt and fish. We're going to continue to talk
about
the right to fish and hunt.
I'd like to hear what other people think because I'm...
And then I'll tell you what happened in the General Assembly.
Good.
Okay?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Very interesting. You have a great Easter too, Mark. Thank you for the call.
Have a super one, Mark.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Wesley in Westminster. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning.
Long time no talk, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know, I have been listening to you a couple times, just haven't had much to say.
Okay.
It goes that way sometimes. But when you ask about the right to hunt or the privilege to hunt, I think that's a interesting thing. And I would love to say, yes, we have the right to hunt. We should have the right to hunt. But in that we have to be able to control our hunting, you know, we cannot count on people to control themselves.
Well, no, of course not.
So it has to be regulated. It has to be limited. So
we have to
have privilege and have to be able to remove that privilege.
It's not an either-or thing. The right can underpin the privilege.
Okay.
I mean, okay, we've appointed a governor who appoints people to his staff and his cabinet and charges them with certain things. Secretary of X, Secretary of Y, Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources. So we elected the governor to appoint people to run that department. Okay. And then they have their deputies and their managers and their, you know, whatever. So we have a system in place to take care of the regulatory part. But it was a simple question. Should we have? We don't. We don't have the right to fish and hunt here in Maryland. Some states have passed constitutional rights to fish and hunt. Okay. And added it to their state constitution. We're not talking about a constitutional right. We're not talking about changing the Constitution of Maryland. We're talking about the General Assembly recognizing the right of Marylanders to pursue their interest in fishing and hunting?
Well, I mean, and you know, when you look at it in those terms, you know, yes, I would say yes, we need to have the right to fish and hunt.
Okay.
By all means. Like I said, I was concerned about the regulatory part of it.
Well, that wouldn't go away. None of that infrastructure would go away. That would all remain in place. It would just be underscored that this is a right of Marylanders to pursue their interest. Okay, not just a privilege.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have the right to drive a car.
Right. Correct.
You have a privilege to drive a car. You got to take a driving test. You got to have a permit. Then you got to graduate to, you know, taking a driving test and getting your license. You have to renew that license every so often. So, you know, that's one of the things we don't have a right to do is drive a vehicle in Maryland. You have to have insurance on your vehicles and so forth. So, you know, life can be lived by regulation and by legislation, but, you know, take a look at the right to keep and bear arms. States and federal government has, you know, passed any number of laws to limit that constitutional right that the Constitution says shall not be abridged.
Yes, I agree with you 100%.
So, that's a very simple question. Should Marylanders have the right to fish and hunt?
But then let me ask you this. Would not the argument be that if you limit that person's right, are you taking away their right?
No. No, you're not. No, you're not. Now,
okay.
There are common sense laws. For example, I don't think every citizen of the United States should have the right, okay, just the unlimited right to own a fully automatic weapon. Do you?
No, I don't. I agree with you on that. I don't think I don't think we have enough confidence to do that.
Okay, because look what happened in the 30s when... You coming back? Okay. All right. Take a look what happened in the 30s when citizens were able to obtain, you know, Thompson submachine guns. Those who wanted to abuse that privilege became criminals, you know.
Right.
And law enforcement had to were undergunned, and they had to step up their game too, and they had to be able to possess those fully automatic Thompson submachine guns to fight the criminals that were, you know, just running amok. So, I mean, you read about the age of Bonnie and Clyde and Machine Gun Kelly and Babyface Nelson and those folks. I mean, you can see why that it was urgent for legislation to be enacted to deny citizens their right to own fully automatic weapons.
But that doesn't, you know...
But you can still buy them. Right, did not, but you can still purchase a fully automatic firearm. But there are certain regulations. There are certain things that you have to do, just like getting a hunting license or a driving license or something like
right.
that. So,
well, like I say, I agree with that, but you know, I do think it still needs to be. You know, we need to keep the regulations in place.
Right. Well, regulations are, you know, regulations spring forth from legislation.
Correct.
So.
That's kind of where I was going.
Got it. So, all right. Well, very cool. Appreciate that. Appreciate the discussion on that.
That opened me up a little bit. I'm glad you were able to expound on a lot of that for me.
Well, where do you hear what happened in the General Assembly this week? So,
well, I'm scared.
No, don't be scared. Not on this one.
I worry about the General Assembly.
Yes, we all do. So, but after the break, we're gonna give you the whole rundown on that. Okay?
All right. Well, I'll be listening in.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Wesley.
You all have a happy Easter.
You do the same, buddy. You do the same. Right. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Yes, indeed. So spring is here. Spring has sprung, and it's time to start thinking about that backyard. You know, you might have mowed it for the first time with all the rain, or maybe that's coming up next week. You know, get the gutters blown out, and get the old leaves blown away, and, you know, get that yard looking nice while back in the backyard. You know, you might want to think about putting some new equipment. Maybe you got a deck that needs a new grill. Maybe you got a spot back there that you picked out to keep mowed and trimmed and, you know, going to be a nice place for a picnic table and some chairs for the next crab feast or family reunion and family dinners on the holidays. Well, Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly furniture. Made completely of recycled plastic and hardwood, outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially Adirondack chairs, can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. Now there are swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Over there where, you know, over there in Delaware, in the beaches, Maryland. The thing, you know. Let's move on. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, and there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Those are great. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Hearth America is a part of Backyard Billy's. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Bay Country Crab and Supply in Edgewater invites you to their new location, 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing Supply has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department, complete with Hoyt, Prime, and Matthews Bows, and more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope, buoys, stainless steel steamers, bait, ice, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing Supply's open house is April 24th, 3 weeks from today, and we'll be broadcasting live from there from 5 to 7 a.m. For more information, call 410-956-0300, attention watermen. Bring your license for your discount. 956-0300 is the phone number. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Line-X bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Line-X or Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie install your Line-X spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line-X! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Way down south of the Mason-Dixon, there's a man who's really fixin' to match those taters in his bin with possum meat. And that ain't tin. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum up a tree. Somewhere up in one of them saplings, possum laughing at me. Hound dog baying, know what he's saying, possum on a limb. He done hit in one of them saplings, and I'll get even with him. Get a going, Pete, gotta run, get my gun, and beat it over yonder to the holler. Moon is shining bright on the treetops tonight, the possum ain't far, thari are thar. Six tall, slim, slick, sycamore saplings, possum on.
Oh my, there's the music. Well, all right. I think we have Miss Fran on the line for the next beginning of the next hour. Stand by for the news, and then I will tell you the actions of the General Assembly in the last several days, and it will surprise you, and you should be not only interested, but pleased. So we'll talk about it. Chuck says he's waiting, waiting, waiting. He's not calling in. He doesn't want to wake up his wife.
I know.
Okay. Got it.
Everybody, get out, stay safe.